This podcast brought to you by Lazy Banana Productions. Find out more at bkmullen.wordpress.com. Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. Yet again, at the Just Between Friends sale in Oaks, Pennsylvania. And today is the final day, my friends. Today is the last day at 5 o'clock p.m. today. You will no longer be able, this year anyway, to come out to the fabulous Oaks Convention Center for some awesome, awesome stuff. But have no fear. Like I mentioned before, the Reading sale is coming up the weekend of May 9th, which is actually Mother's Day weekend, so there you go. Dads, if you don't know, not exactly sure what to do for your wifey, or, you know, kids, if you're about to make your parents grandparents, This is a good place to take them. I'm surprised, actually, about how much stuff is still here. Now, don't get me wrong. The long line is just tremendous. Seemingly unending. But, it's pretty intense. Damn. But there's still a lot left, so, come on out. Don't be shy. Do not be shy, no matter what you do. Still have Similac coupons to give away if you stop by the table today. Your chance to win $15 in Similac coupons. Lord knows that every little bit helps.
I'm going to get something.
Yeah, that's okay.
Get something to drink.
I suppose just cut through, yeah. Ah, you're fine. Chatting with the peeps. Always chatting with the peeps. Plenty of people coming up, taking cards, asking questions. It's nice. We are officially... But we have one flyer left for Philly Dad's group. Which is awesome. Still a whole lot of flyers left for the show, but... Lots of people have been taking cards, so what else we got going on today? Later on, after the sale has, after our portion of the sale has wrapped up, I'm going to be heading over with the rest of the Philly Dads group, or at least a couple of members of the Philly Dads group, Chris Bernholt, Mike, and I believe Kevin? I don't know, but anyway, we're going to be heading just next door to the Lego Brick Fest 2014. It happens, I think it's a once-a-year deal. But yes, Lego Brick Fest is today. I believe today is the first day of that, of this little two-day thing, today and tomorrow. Not exactly sure what the hours are on that, but if you go out to the Oaks Expo Hall A, it's $15 at the door. And all of the Lego goodies that you could possibly want. And what else is there to say? I don't even know. I got nothing. But like I said, tons of stuff out there. We were expecting to have Mr. Jeff Bogle with us today. But unfortunately, one of his little ones is sick. So actually his whole weekend is canceled. Which is a shame, but that's the life of a parent, isn't it? That's fine. We sacrifice a lot for our kids. And we should. That's just the way it is. Emma's seemingly starting to feel better, speaking of which. Although, haven't moved back onto Similac quite yet. Still sticking to the Pedialyte, which I love the grape stuff. Like... I've been testing the temperature, you know, because you want to warm it up, right? So I've been testing the temperature, you know, squirt a little bit on the tip of your tongue, or on your top lip, just to test the heat on it. And I gotta say, it's like Kool-Aid. It's exactly like Kool-Aid, except this kind of Kool-Aid is packed full of vitamins and minerals and all those good things. So I think I might go the route of some of the past Olympic champions, and probably some current Olympic champions, and maybe I'll start having a little glass of it. Yeah, throughout the day. That'd be something, wouldn't it? That would be something. Excuse me. So it was raining last night, and apparently it's going to be raining later. But don't let that deter you. Don't let it chase you away, my friends. See Tracy buzzing around, as usual. Like I said, there is still just so much stuff. And none of this will go to waste, keep in mind. You will have another chance to get your hands on this great stuff. Like I said, at the wedding sale. But just looking around, like, I thought this place would have been cleaned out by now. But like I said, the line is long, and we're open for a couple of more hours. So we'll see how it goes. Good news. We've had a lot of good responses from the television spot on ABC with Amy Buckman the other day. Lots of good responses from people. Jeff even got recognized, which is amazing. That gets me excited. I don't know about you guys. In any case, so I've been thinking about starting a new section of the blog, or maybe even new blog post series, if you will, all on its own, about movies or television. It's off the top of my head at this point. I haven't written anything down, but doing like television and movie reviews with the idea in mind of, is it okay to bring the kids? Because there's the rating system, you know. There's the National Ratings Board or whatever you call it. And there's, you know, R, obviously, you don't take the toddlers to. G is, you know, more likely. But then there's the whole PG range. That's kind of a broad spectrum, in my opinion. Just because something has, you know, a little bit of blood or a dirty joke in it every once in a while, apparently makes it PG and unsafe for children. But we're not in the late 50s, early 60s anymore, my friends. Oh no. Dirty jokes get thrown around daily in our everyday lives. So, why should we still be in fear? So we'll see where we get with that. Film reviews. I've always wanted to do film review. I always thought I'd be good at it. We'll see. I don't know what to tell you. Cruising on Facebook a little bit. Checking out what is currently trending. Monty Python, the reunion is going to be simulcast. Which is pretty exciting. And I want to find out where. I want to find out when that happens. Flyers tie up the series with the Rangers last night. Oh, playoffs. Go Flyers. Excuse me. Let's see. Joe Montana is trending. Why is Joe Montana? Look at this. Joe Montana and Dan Marino to play final game in Candlestick Stadium. The San Francisco 49ers and Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame quarterbacks will be headlining a flag football exhibition involving NFL alumni during the final summer at Candlestick Park. which, as we all know, is the home of the San Francisco 49ers. Well, previously the home of the San Francisco 49ers. Obviously, they're getting a new one. Let's see what else we got going on here. Chris Reed, one of our resident Canadian dads, having Princess Anna over to their house. Princess Anna, of course, from Frozen, which I still have not seen yet. I think I am lucky in the fact that at this time, while the movie is out and all the toys are expensive and DVDs and, you know, soundtracks and stuff like that, while that's all going on, my daughter is too young to understand it. So I think I may have lucked out on that one. Not that I'm going to keep it from her. Not because I think I'm going to be just as annoyed by the songs as my fellow dads. You can only put that off for so long. Besides, you know, I support my little girl. And whatever it is that she, you know, ends up getting into. Within reason, of course. Today is World Penguin Day. Most of these flightless birds live in the southern hemisphere. The famed tuxedo-like coloring is a form of camouflage while they swim. Interesting. You learn something new every day, don't you? So let's see, what else is going on today? Let's see. We're going to be packing up in a little bit here. It's currently 11:23. Probably around 12 is when we're going to be heading over to the Brickfest. So if you got the time and you got that $15, definitely head over. I mean, what can I say? It's a huge room full of Legos and Lego models. And you might even be able to find like a special deal or two on those. You know, the little sets that usually go for $60, maybe you'll get it for $10. Who knows? Who knows? So, our table is situated here between the 31 special ladies and the holding area, which apparently people don't understand the meaning of bright orange tape as being a barrier, which means you should not walk through it, but hey, whatever. Bring everybody in. Let's have a party. Let's drop a disco ball from the rafters. Why not? So more Philly Dads Group stuff coming up later in the month. For instance, we got Brickfest today, and we've got, oh my goodness, I just forgot the name of it. See what happens? This is what happens when you record live, my friends. This is what happens when you go live. Let's see, Philly Dad Group. And look that up on Facebook, as one would usually do. By the way, if you want to find Philly Dad's Group, the easiest way to do so is either on Twitter or Facebook, at Philly Dad's Group on Facebook, or Twitter, or facebook.com/PhillyDads. Let's see here. Upcoming meetups. Here we go. Library Comic Con, Woodbury Public Library, Delaware Street on Woodbury, New Jersey. Saturday, May 3rd, 10 a.m. A little local Comic Con in the public library out there. Kidstock, Sunday, May 4th, Liberty Lands Park, North American Street, Philadelphia, PA. Fundraiser for By My Side Parenting Group, a nonprofit. Let's see. Face painting, moon bounce, flea market, cargo bike rides. Musicians will be the Laura and Joe Show, Mr. Nickel, and We Kids Rock. Entertainment by Metro Kids Club, Fusion Tumble and Fitness, and Captain Swirly. Kid Stock. Go check that one out. Friday, July 25th, going out to July at the Smith Memorial Playground in Fairmount Park. Kidchella at Smith Memorial Playground. Another Jeff Bogle special, if you will. The other day I saw a commercial for The World's Most Interesting Man, and for some reason I immediately thought about Jeff Bogle. So I have declared him to be my world's most interesting man, of which I like to, I like to use the phrase from a specific commercial for Jeff, simply that, what was the line? There, I got it here. The last time he flirted with death, death got clingy. I love it. Reminds me of high school. People getting clingy. Anyway. Not sure when the next Dad's Night Out is going to be. Didn't see that listed. But needless to say, we do it about, I want to say once a month. Once a month on that one. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Last time around, sponsored by Dove Men Care. We went to Dave & Buster's for the March Madness party. That was awesome. That was awesome. Again, big shout out to Jeff Bogle at OWTK and Chris Bernholt at Dad in Charge, who'll be meeting later. For coming out and supporting us and being a part of our ABC spot. I don't know if Nick and I could have pulled it off alone. You know. Chris sporting the t-shirt of the National At-Home Dad Network. Which is a great organization. Aww. Some people are upset today. It happens. It happens. No worries. No worries. Shout out again to our Life of Dad cohorts. Specifically, Ryan E. Hamilton. Happy birthday. Art Eddie, of course. The man. And the incomparable Tommy Riles. I don't even know what that word means. I just know that people use that word a lot when they're introducing other people. There you have it. Don't forget to head over to jbfsale.com because I'm not sure if we talked about this before. I think we did on our first episode broadcasting from here. But JBF is all over the country. Not just the United States, but also up in Canada. So, if you're listening to this, far as away from Philadelphia, go check out that website. It's at jbfsale.com. And you can find every location for a JBF sale near you. I believe it started off down in the south. Down in the Atlanta, Georgia area, I think. Or Tennessee, somewhere around there. So, you southerners down there, definitely check it out. Well, I'm going to be taking a walk in a second. Going to head out over the floor and talk to some people out there still shopping. See what kind of great deals they're getting together, and perhaps we will feature those mini interviews on our next episode. This is the short one again. More than likely next Sunday, although I'm not sure because we may actually be having a guest. That's right, we haven't really had a guest in a while. So, not since Tracy, I don't think. Alright, well, that'll about wrap it up for right now. I may check back with you guys later, but until then, happy sale day, happy Brickfest day, and everybody be safe out there. Like I said, everybody in the Philadelphia area, it's supposed to rain at some point this afternoon. So be careful out there, especially on 422, because it's all torn up and frickin' construction, whatever. They're putting in a Wawa, so I can't complain. Alright, folks. Ben Mullen, Poppin' Bottles Dadcast, signing off.